Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get into the charts for the week of September 21st to the 25th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Excited to have Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I know he gets excited every week when we get together to discuss the stories and the people and other things that are related to what's going on in the news talk radio business. Michael, are you on the edge of your chair?
I am, and when I hear that music, bum, 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 my heart starts beating, and my skin starts sweating, and my pulse starts pulsating, and it's the second most exciting opening theme of the week for me.
What's this so, first?
The following is a presentation of the National Football League.
Boom, boom, really? Boom. What about the new song that they're singing this year?
Everybody's waiting for Sunday night, you know. Oh, my God.
I thought there was a new
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
I love the pomp and fanfare of introductions. Sometimes I'll watch certain things just to see the introductions. Even World Wrestling, you know, entertainment, when they come down. I love, you know, the introductions of things. Like, I really actually enjoy watching how the NFL forces all the different networks to open up. The following is a presentation of the National Football League. It's like, oh, my God. God, what is about to unfold? Or like we do with the countdown, you know?
It's just, give it a couple
of
more.
Show business.
Yeah, the ABC Wide World of Sports, remember?
Absolutely.
How that opened up, that was a
The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. I mean, a whole generation remembers that. And the poor guy on the skis. That totally, he was the agony of defeat.
He was the agony of defeat.
That's an aspect of show business that I kind of like it. Yeah, here's another one. That is the, what is that? Quick.
I don't know what that is, but I know.
The opening of a 20th Century Fox film with the spotlights.
Oh, yes. Okay, you know? Yeah. All right, I wasn't thinking, of TV. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood, it's The Tonight Show starring...
Exactly. Starring Johnny Carson.
Here's
Johnny.
I'm in McMahon. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All of that stuff is great. It's just great. Okay, shall we do the stories? Shall we go back to the doldrums and boredom of the task at hand, or shall we continue to,
instead of the stories this week? Though we're doing a top 10 music countdown of the big songs from AC.
I'm all sweaty from this. I got to tell you. All right. We have it at number 10, psychology and relationships. Suicide is now the 10th leading cause of death in America.
Unbelievable.
At number 9, climate change and natural disasters. At number 8, the education crisis. COVID-19 is breaking out on campuses and colleges, and it stinks. The economy is at number 7. That stinks. U.S. foreign affairs at number 6, primarily China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. We got problems with all of them. At number 5, health care, vaccines, and masks. We're close to a vaccine, but perhaps not close enough to impact the election. At number 4, COVID-19 stats and projections. Well, we're over 200,000 deaths, and we have 7 million people in America have the disease. At number 3, race relations, police reform, and the Breonna Taylor protests. It's like, can't we just get past this? What is wrong with the police? Why do they keep shooting themselves in the foot?
You saw the latest from Lexington. The lady who's runs the police department there said in an internal memo, she tells the police not to worry about the impact of this, because sooner or later all these BLM people will be washing our cars.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Number 2, presidential race and the mail-in vote debate, the big topic of the many topics. I mean, we don't talk about policy. We talk about stuff. And the stuff in the conversation, the national conversation this week, is the president basically creating doubt that he would leave peaceably if, in fact, he lost, because if he loses, the election was obviously fraudulent. If he wins, it was fraudulent, but he won in spite of it. In other words, right, the fraudulence will be against him.
Yeah.
And at number one, we have that story, that unexpected story that turns the world on its ear and changes everything. We have the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the debate over whether or not the Republicans are playing fair and appropriate in terms of pushing through a nominee and an appointee and a confirmation, which they have the votes to do, prior to the will of the people being expressed in the election. Those are the stories. It's a rugged week. You want the people?
I just want to, before we get there, I think that although the RBG thing and the Supreme Court deserve more time, the idea of an all-powerful Supreme Court, that's kind of what we're setting them up as. The court where justices have lifetime tenure, ultimate authority, resolving our toughest questions. This has now gotten into the same old can of fish as everything else. It's all politics. So is there really a powerful Supreme Court, or is it just more of the same hackery, the same... This woman that's being talked about, I don't see that she's an exciting jurist. I think the woman from Florida, I can't remember her name, the Hispanic lady, is much more interesting and has a much more interesting career than this woman who seems to be on the top of the list. And the only box that gets checked, there are two boxes. She is a woman, and she's, you know, a right-wing member of some religious nutcake outfit. You know, why do we even consider these people? Why are they even being considered? Why isn't it the person who is best, whether it's a man or a woman, black or white, the person who is best at this sort of thing in our country should be the next person on the Supreme Court, not somebody that nobody knows anything about or belongs to some fringe. We don't need, that's not what the Supreme Court's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about legitimacy. And how can someone who belongs to some organization, private life, this whole thing stinks.
Well, don't you have confidence in the President of the United States? I mean, he has a tremendous track record of hiring the right people.
Good for you, Michael. Thank you. Would you like to go through the people list?
Yeah. Here's a rogues gallery. Not really, but here are the people.
It's kind of a rogues gallery.
In some cases, some of the people here are heroes to many. We have at number 10, Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin.
And his counterpart in China, both heroes to a great American.
Xi Jinping, the leader of the unfree world. You know, we call the leader of the free world, whatever the hell that means.
Right, exactly.
The free world.
He's the leader of the unfree world. Good. Like that.
At number 9, Harry and Meghan, little gossip. At number 8,
Trump
Harry
says he
and
doesn't
Meghan,
like her.
No, Trump doesn't like her. He thinks that Harry is henpecked.
Right, of course.
If I had the opportunity to be in the royal family, what a great job. I mean, these people, you know, I would love to be the husband of the Queen.
Prince Michael.
And have to live in her shadow. Man, Prince Philip, you know, has complained. If you watch The Crown, he's in the shadow of her. I didn't fulfill my dreams of being.
So get a divorce and go ride your own horse into the sunset.
Why don't you use the position, you jerk, to do good for humanity? Do you realize what I could do with a platform? I'd marry her.
Even now you'd marry.
I mean, come on. What do you say? Well, he's now 100 years old or whatever. That's okay. These people, they have such an opportunity if they don't use that platform properly, Queen Elizabeth II
worked up about Diana, who did exactly what you are suggesting, took her notoriety, used it for good, and they didn't like her. The Queen is somebody who does. I think this Queen has done a great job in being philanthropic and focused and stuff. But the rest of the family, maybe Charles a little bit.
The human mind and emotions are just particularly weird. We were doing the people. Okay, we had Vladimir and Jinping. Xi is his family name. They do it backwards in China. Mm. At 10, Harry and Meghan, 9. Dr. Tony Fauci at 8. Hunter Biden.
So it could be his real, it would be in China, Fauci Tony.
Exactly.
Turn it around.
Fauci Tony. Is at number 8.
Sounds like
Biden Hunter is at 7. Breonna Taylor is at 6. Number 5, the woman whom you were discussing before, Amy Coney Barrett, the lead candidate, so say the experts. At number 4, Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney. And
is it combo you don't hear together?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 3. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, Donald Trump. You may have noticed that Kamala Harris is not on this list. She is low profile lately.
Well, that may be it. It's also the fact that she has nothing really to say or add. As much as people think, oh, she's going to be fabulous on the ticket. All I saw her do this week was walk around a bunch of burned out cars in California with the governor.
It was another piece of work.
So what does she bring to the table? It's really, these are the best people we have? Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll pause now in the Action Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, stories and people in ancillary conversations. Here's something that's not ancillary. It's a focus on you starting fresh. We started fall this past week, and Calitrin has a huge fall into health sale on right now at toploss.com, which will help you if you are ready to make a real change in your life. Calitrin is here to help you every step of the way. Please go to toploss.com, check out using the code DJV, that's DJV, so that you'll get the best deal, no shipping, all that good stuff. It's a fabulous way. I'm proud to be a spokesperson for them. This product is made in America.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
20 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Excuse me. We're talking about what's going on, the stories of the week of September 21st to the 25th, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. One of the things, is...
Take a pill.
What? Well, the allergy season, we're back into this. Do you, well, you're in Florida. I was going to say, if you were back here in Massachusetts, I had not seen a color change on a leaf yet, which is pretty unusual.
Oh, it takes a while. It takes until October. Actually, no, I find being a big fan of the autumnal colors that every year it seems to be later and later.
Really?
That's my observation. That's an anecdotal observation. It's not based on any science or research.
One of the things that happens every year and has for the past 35 years, the first weekend of fall, is the Farm Aid Concert. This year they're making the attempt to do the same sort of thing. They've got actually quite a roster. I've been to a couple of these, Michael, and they really, because you know my interest in the farm, I think more and more people are getting savvy. The COVID thing has made us savvy about where our food comes from, quality food, that sort of thing, and that's going to be one of the things that they focus on Farm Aid. It's going to be on the YouTube, the Farm Aid YouTube channel, and Access TV, and fans.com. Mm. Quite a lineup. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews.
Wow. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, they're still involved in that, huh?
Yeah. Great. Right. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
They've both been champions of Farm Aid for decades.
35 years.
So,
yeah.
So are you still as an expert on agriculture, which you are? Do you still feel that we're going to have a tough winter when it comes to our food chain?
Yes, especially when I'm finding out more now because feed for cattle, at least in the Northeast, is getting very expensive because there isn't any because the drought has taken its course and its toll. So people in the Northeast are going to pay a lot of money for what there is for seasonal produce this winter. And one of the reasons not only is the drought, but because people have realized, they've woken up to the fact that there are farms that are producing food locally. I've seen among my friends that are produce guys the best year they've had for decades because people have just come, they've just come in droves to the farms. Because they, for whatever the reason, mostly because they couldn't find any food in March, and they started asking them, where's the food? Mm-hmm. The answer is, it's on the farm, go find it. And that's what they've done. So both dairy and, although dairy is still in a very precarious, all of these guys are still in a very precarious position. And, you know, you look at the result, the number four story this week is about COVID, the stats, the projections, right. The more money that's been asked for by the agricultural industry, and what has come out this week. We suspected it before, but just as a matter of conversation, and I'll bet this come up at Farm Aid. The another $14 billion going into the farmers' coffers, but the farmers aren't getting the money. The expose this week in three or four different newspapers, and I think on the Hill as well, was an overview of where the money has gone. And it's all legal, by the way. There's a lawyer in Missouri who specializes in getting money for families that own shares of these big co-ops. They all live on Park Avenue. One family, mother and father and four children, each got $250,000 apiece because they own a part of an ag co-op. And it's the lawyers found a loophole, and so he applies for the money on their behalf, and they get it. And that's what happened to billions of dollars. The farmer's not getting it. The farmers, the family farmers are not getting this money. That's going to people like that.
That's happening all across the board in terms of big business. A lot of the small businesses are not getting the relief that they need.
No, no. So what are we doing about it? And that is what you look at. When you look at who's running for president and what, I mean, at least you know what the guy who's in there has been doing. And he's now, they're talking about, oh, we're going to give more money to our farmers. Well, wait till you see where it really goes. 28 past the...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a story breaking a day early, President Trump plans to announce Amy Coney Barrett as his nominee to the Supreme Court, according to a number of news sources, to fill the seat vacated by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president will be making that announcement during a White House event tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Barrett currently serves as a judge on the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals. Among the deluge of explosive claims tucked inside the new Senate Republican report about Hunter Biden's business dealings is the allegation the Democratic presidential nominee's son has a history of paying Russian or Eastern European women linked to sex trafficking. The 87-page report was released on Wednesday, provided few specific details regarding that allegation. It did point to a number of Russian and Ukrainian-connected transactions. More details will be coming out on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul was hospitalized after he appeared to suffer a medical episode while recording his YouTube show. The 85-year-old was speaking about free markets on his show, The Ron Paul Liberty Report, when he began to slur his words and lost the ability to speak. He was taken to a hospital in Texas for precautionary reasons. Paul tweeted out a picture of himself in his hospital bed writing, "I am now doing fine. Thanks, everyone, for your concern." Google said it would stop allowing political ads for an undetermined period of time after polls close November 3rd in anticipation of possible confusion or civil unrest while votes are counted and election results are finalized. The popularity of absentee or mail-in voting this year is expected to add to the time that election officials will need to count every vote. As a result, the winners of the election, including the presidential race, may not be clear immediately afterwards. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Here we are back in the second half of this week's overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio with some ancillary conversation from yours truly, Doug Steffen, and His Eminence Michael Harrison, who's the fellow in charge of things at Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. Every week he does, he's steeped in all this information, talking to people who are running these stations and talking to hosts, getting the news. You can find it all at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. I see this week the Michael Harrison interview features the lady who is co-host of my DJV program and also the Morning Answer host in the morning in Los Angeles, and another lady from Las Vegas named Heidi Harris, who have one thing in common, and that's the reason, or at least became the main reason for your interview, right?
They actually have a lot of things in common. They're both women, they're both morning hosts, they're both conservative, they're both very opinionated, and they both contracted COVID-19 this past summer, and thank goodness survived it. But, you know, it even when you survive it, it's not easy. And it was very interesting talking to each of them about their experiences with that. So it was a double header, and I'm very pleased that we were able to present that.
Did you go into the details of the masks and whether they would get a vaccine? Did you? How in depth did you go with them?
I asked them whether or not having this has altered their point of view when talking about many of the controversial and even political aspects of the conversation. And both of them very carefully stuck to their guns and only wear masks to show respect for the store owners that they go to, and basically hinted that they don't believe the masks necessarily are an effective remedy against the...
And that's the right-wing mantra, isn't it? I mean, really and truly, that's the right-wing mantra.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
So that become political. Why it is... Jennifer is somebody that I've been around since she was a teenager. Lover.
Great woman.
She's very close to me. But I still sometimes think, as someone who grew up as a Republican, looking at this stuff now, you got to drink the Kool-Aid in order to be considered credible. And I don't like that about it. I just think, you know, there's just everybody has to be in lockstep with where'd they come from? Where did some of these ideas come from? Who starts this stuff? and makes it a left-wing or right-wing idea.
The influence of Donald Trump over the Republican mentality and his control over the GOP is profound. So, as far as
and yet the guy
history,
wasn't even a real Republican until he ran for president.
Well, if you recall, the GOP were not happy with him.
No, not at all.
He ran for president by basically disavowing his entire party.
Yeah.
He ran against the Bush legacy and dynasty.
Yeah.
He viciously insulted people on the stage at the debates that went on now to be his toadies. I mean, I could never, ever, ever have any confidence in the backbone of Ted Cruz for sucking up to Trump the way he does. It has nothing to do with even the issues, in my opinion. It's like, what? After the guy said your father was involved in the assassination of JFK, he made fun of your wife's appearance, and you came out in the course of the campaign and said he's a narcissist and a sociopath, and now you support him unflinchingly.
Do it or die.
That's a total load of crap. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that brings me around to the first debate, which is this week. A lot of discussion about that in the presidential race section. It's number two this week on the countdown list. How do you think the two of them will treat each other? Chris Wallace is the moderator of this first debate. So how do you think, does Trump dare go after Biden? I think if, in my own mind, even though I'm not voting for the guy anyway, I'm not going to vote for either one of them.
Well, I don't have confidence in either of them to get through this debate without shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
So I do not have the confidence in either to make a prediction that I feel confident has a chance of actually happening. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very interesting to see.
What do you think the voters' number one concern is? People in America, right now, from listening to talk radio programs around the country, across the board, what do you glean from the discussions as to Americans' top concern?
In terms of their voting, their top concern is the ego that they've invested in supporting either Trump or the Democrats, that it's become completely irrational. Beyond that, I think it has to do, obviously, with the economy. I think that that's the driving factor. Whether it mm-hmm. should be or not is neither here nor there, because a lot of the other factors really feed into how the economy goes. A lot of people don't follow that train of thought, though, to its logical conclusion. So I think we need to have a lot more civics taught in school. We've talked about that.
Wow.
That's why these elections are all based on bumper sticker slogans and emotion and anger. But I think that too many people have their egos tied up in this. They've argued with their crazy uncle at Thanksgiving one way or the other. They've put themselves out there. They identify with the politics of it in terms of their personal identity. They no longer seek truth. They only seek victory. And I'm afraid that personal emotion has taken over where there should be logical, objective, discerning decision-making going on, and that's not happening.
If, in my thinking this through and listening to the conversation, I think there are two issues. If the economy is considered the most important issue, then Trump wins. If health, the voters' top concern is health care or the health issues around the pandemic, Biden wins.
But you see what I said before is that they ultimately tie it together. That it all come. The economy is based on all of that. The economy is based on the health issue. The COVID-19 is the greatest influence over the economy that is happening right now.
For the aforementioned
trade agreements,
For the mention that you just said about civics. We are in a very dangerous place right now in our country.
Tell me about
because
it.
People don't have a clue as to how things work. And they're so polarized because the news media has done a total disservice to all of us. I mean, we counted on the Walter Cronkites of the world, the Huntley-Brinkley Report. The people would bring us the facts. I noticed that WGN, did you see that, started a 24-hour news network. There's no opinion. There's nobody coming in to say, what does this mean? They just are reporting the facts. I think it's very refreshing because you can't find that. You won't find that anywhere, even in the major network. You know where George Stephanopoulos stands. You know he's going to vote for Biden. You know he is. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I mean, so under the circumstances, how is that getting across what the news is? Well, we can do it. We can have our opinions and still do a good job. Bunk 'em.
Well, the question now is will a objective approach to the news, as WGN is trying, will that seem quaint by today's standards? When everything is sensationalized. You know, one of the problems is the research indicates that that's the way you get a big audience, is to do this. There's questions as to whether there's an audience anymore for objective journalism.
Well, I'm watching it.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not saying there isn't. Well,
no,
it's fractionalized. You know, I think that the intelligent, meaning people that are intelligent, the intelligent is one of the most underrated segments of the American population. The media plays to stupidity, and everything's fractionalized anyway. Maybe intelligent people make up a large, small slice of the pie. And maybe by putting out intelligent stuff, whether it's in the news or just entertainment, you might get enough of a share based on how fractionalized the pie is to be able to compete. I think that the intelligent segment of this population is underserved.
Underserved? Not served at all.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But underserved is what I say.
Right.
Now, they're not served by the major. They're not. Well, you don't have to defer at all. Your opinion is my opinion. Neither of us are empirically right. That's what it's all about. That's why I don't like to argue with people on the radio. I'm interested.
Your point.
That's your view. Here's my view. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just letting you know what I think or what I hear other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Why does everything have to be a debate? And somebody has to win and somebody has to lose.
Because that's what we've educated people to think is supposed to happen. And when you look at the Supreme Court and the discussion of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, never mind her life, but what she brought to the table, there's no discussion about her and her friendship with Scalia. It's all about women's rights, their reproductive right, and this woman who nobody knows and has a very blasé record, Amy Barrett. She's not a distinguished jurist at all. She checks off a couple of boxes, and that's it. And so you're going to put all of your eggs in that basket with somebody who, you look back on that, and that's what sort of people said about Clarence Thomas. He wasn't a distinguished judge. Is he a distinguished jurist on the Supreme Court? I don't think so. He's okay, but he's not the best of the best. Shouldn't we have the best of the best on the Supreme Court? After all, their decisions affect lives of millions of people and how the country works. So you just got to put in somebody who checks the boxes? Come on.
This is something that's actually gone on for a long time. I mean, the politics involved in selecting whether a Supreme Court justice is a Democrat or a Republican, left or right, liberal, that's been going on a long time. I mean, you know, they're talking about packing the court, which is an interesting concept. And then you realize FDR attempted to do that, you know, two generations ago. So politics has always been partisan and dirty. We just know more about it because it's faster and louder than ever before because of our communications. But it's like going in the kitchen and seeing how the restaurant operates, or the old expression.
Making sausage. The people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Bad Vlad, puking Putin, and a focus on his vaccine, offering it to everybody at the United Nations. Yeah, of course. Harry and Meghan at number 9. Trump says he doesn't like Meghan. Okay. Number 8, Dr. Fauci. Number 7, one of the Biden family members, Hunter, in the focus again briefly. Breonna Taylor is at 6. Amy Coney Bryant, the Supreme Court, maybe the Supreme Court nominee, we'll see over the weekend. Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney are tied for 4th place. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is at 3. Joe Biden is in second position, and as one might expect, Donald Trump, who was booed at as he paid respects to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, he got booed. I don't think it's that. Can we just give it a break? Give it a rest, folks. All right, that's the People List, and it comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. 44 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I am from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, Ellie Krieger here. I always think of fall as getting back into a routine, whatever that is these days. But no matter what, I like to keep my menu fresh, fun, and simple. I use fun little taste surprises to level up my fall favorites. I like to add a pop of flavor and nutrition by incorporating more fresh in-season produce. And one of my favorites is grapes from California. Did you know that California grapes are in season from May into January? All three colors, red, green, and black, are a tasty way to add healthy polyphenols and other antioxidants, potassium, and vitamin K to your diet. So take the classic avocado toast. It's great on its own, but I've leveled it up by brightening the creamy avocado with a little lemon juice, and I've added a pop of crunchy, sweet grapes. It's a fun twist you're going to love. For more tips on leveling up your fall favorites, go to grapesfromcalifornia.com.
The story list this weekend from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Actually, the charts are an overview of what's going on News Talk Radio for this past week, September 21st to the 25th. At number 10, relationships during the COVID period. Number 9, the disaster of the fires and that sort of thing on the West Coast. Number 8, situation in education from top to bottom. Number 7, our economy and how it's being affected by COVID. Foreign relations. Number 6, with the Russians, the Chinese, etc. Number 5, a focus on vaccines and masks. The projections and stats. Number 4. Number 3, race relations, along with it's connected to Breonna Taylor and what happened there this week. Presidential race and the debate about mail-in votes. Number 2. And the passing of RBG, number 1, as you might expect, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and all of the focus on that. Those are the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine this week, in the News Talk Radio world. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. As we've gone through the discussion of people and the stories of the week, understanding what the big deal is, the number 3 item, race relations, what happened this week in Louisville as the Breonna Taylor thing continues to whirl around. The police chief there says in a memo, don't worry to her fellow police officers. Those people are going to be washing our cars when this is all over. Mm. I mean, that kind of stupidity, the shootout, it happens. And yet the people, this again, the right-wing factor here is that all police are good and all, you know, the people who are criticizing are bad. It just doesn't play, Michael. It doesn't.
We got to meet in a place of compromise and understanding.
Yeah.
We got to listen to people. When people say they're hurting, they're hurting. They wouldn't be complaining if somebody wasn't hurting. And are there two sides to every story? Yes, there are.
Yep.
We have to find a rational balance between you know, what's wrong and what's right, and then understand that everything can't be perfect. But to deny the pain that people express is to only invite more pain.
Yep, that's a very wonderful way of putting it. It's like sort of Countdown Extra. Did you see the story of the woman who fell out of her car going around the M25 in London?
No.
Fell out of the car trying to do a Snapchat video. And as she was shooting it, she was hanging out of a car. She fell onto the M25, which is the ring road around London, busiest road in England, and didn't get run over. And to see what happened to this woman and to understand that she survived. But back to Where's the common sense today? We talk about it, whether it's the election, this kind of stuff. Who in their right mind would be halfway out of a car on the M25 and then not be tied to anything that fall out of the car?
Oh, God.
Hunga bunga. Bye.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal ear and eye and spokesperson, actually. He comes with a lot of cred. He's a big-time prof at Bentley University, one of the country's leading experts on the legalities of scams and how you keep yourself from getting into the frying pan with those things. Identity theft. He's just a good all-around lawyer. So I asked him to come visit with us on the countdown to give us his ideas when it comes to the legal aspects of some of the top 10 stories. Obviously, the Supreme Court debate about who should replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. From your perspective, what did she bring? I mean, we hear all the accolades and the usual stuff. All right. So do you have a story that is not necessarily on the top of mind of everybody about Ruth Bader Ginsburg from the legal side of things? You know, there's got to be something.
Thoughtfulness. It's one of the things where, again, we're starting to see the stories about how she and Antonin Scalia, two are totally polar opposites as far as their opinions in the law, what good friends they were, and even when they disagreed. And there was a great story where she was writing a majority opinion, and Justice Scalia was going to write a stinging dissent. And in an unusual move, he sent her the dissent ahead of time so that she would have it to be able to make her opinion even stronger. And it was the respect that people with differing viewpoints can have that is one of the lasting impressions I take from her.
Yeah. So now the debate that may go to the Supreme Court, number two this week on our story list, has to do with mail-in voting. I don't think you and I have weighed in that discussion so far. So what all of this hubbub, I don't even know why people think that this is when you get to the brass tacks of this, voting 5-6 weeks ahead of the actual election, well, I mean, all this stuff so much can change. I would think the votes would almost be discounted because they're not up to date.
Well, it doesn't. That goes back to our thought of, does the election have to be the moment on November 3rd or that first Tuesday in November, what the people's view is at that moment? And really, the law has changed, and it's been quite a while that different states have allowed early voting. I early vote. And frankly, I think it's even less of an issue this year because with the polar candidates, I think it was like Stephen Colbert said, if you're an undecided voter at this point, did you just wake up from your coma? You know, this is a very, very clear election, and therefore, you know, you can have your opinion. I've looked a lot into the area of mail-in ballots and found that the accusations of problems there are vastly, vastly overstated. Frankly, this is a Trump tactic to devalue the election, but there have not been issues with mail-in ballots.
Mm-hmm. Breonna Taylor, there's an issue and a half. What's your read on what happened this past week regarding her?
You know, I think here again, I'm a big supporter of Black Lives Matter, and I think what happened in Louisville was exactly what should have happened. And interestingly enough, I saw Charles Barkley taking criticism because he said the same thing. These were officers who went into the home with a no-knock warrant. Now, you can argue about that all you want, but they went in unannounced. They were fired upon legitimately by someone who saw some people breaking into his house. The officers returned fire. Frankly, the only officer that was charged, should have been charged, who was outside and recklessly was shooting at the building. But it's terribly unfortunate. I think the civil amount that was paid by the city was proper because it was their negligence. It was not a proper warrant. But those officers, they didn't do anything wrong.
The one thing that I'm taking away from this week, chief of police there, apparently an internal memo has surfaced in the last day or so suggesting to her fellow police officers not to worry about all this Black Lives Matter stuff because pretty soon they'll be washing our cars. So you can imagine where that's going to go. How are your divorce lawyer friends doing? Number 10, relationship stuff, suicides, man, way, way up. But what about divorces? We've talked about that.
I think the two lasting things we're going to see with the pandemic, I think we're going to see a lot of divorces. And mark my words, 6 months from now, you and I, Doug, are going to be talking about these massive data breaches at companies and the government that all happened during the pandemic.
Right. We're not talking about anything that's really going on. All we're talking about is this stuff. All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his expertise on the law on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.